Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
34983. Asia, what company is this?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you.
Okay.
What was that zip code?
34983.
May I please have your first and last name?
Anna, A-N-N-A, Olivero, O-L-I, V like Victor, E-R-O.
Okay, what was that address? I'm sorry.
442 Northwest Sherbrooke Avenue. Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34983. She went out already.
Thank you for that. I do see where our pulse oximeter was purchased. How may I help you today?
There was no pulse oximeter purchased, and this is the second time you guys take out 6732 out of my account. There was an offer for doing a survey where you get a free gift and all you had to pay for was shipping. It doesn't say that they're going to charge you $67. You pay for shipping.
Okay, so once you sign up to receive our product on the 25th of April, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. It does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at 67.
No. It had a little square where if you didn't want to join them, you don't put a little check mark on there. And I didn't want to subscribe to anything, so I did not put a check mark on there. So that is exactly the way I did it. And that's one post. That was one time. What's the other charge for? Because I was
okay, so you have to agree to those terms and conditions if you did. Okay, we only charged you one time, $67.32. I'm not sure about any other charge. You were charged five.
Well, there is another charge.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can go ahead.
There's two charges, one last month, one this month. This is the first and last time I do a survey because I can see it's fraud, but that's not my issue. My issue is there was two check marks. If you wanted to subscribe and if you only wanted that one time, I did the one time. I read everything because my major was law.
Okay, so in order to assist you today, I will have to explain what is on your account. If I'm not able to explain anything, then I won't be able to assist you.
Okay, so explain what's on my account because I want it off my account.
Once you purchase our item on the 25th of April for $5.75, at the day of purchase, you only pay the shipping and handling for that product. In those terms and conditions, there is no way to order that product if those terms and conditions are not agreed to. It does state all of our customers to have those 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $67.32 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct Store. And that is each month until you call in to get the account canceled out.
Well, I need the account canceled out, and I want this meter picked up because I'm not paying $67 for a meter that costs $20 on Amazon.
Okay, this isn't for the meter. It is for the $125 gift card. So you'll get that gift card at the value of $67.32. What I can do for you today is go ahead and get your account canceled out and also issue you a courtesy refund, which is a 35% refund out of that $67.32, which is a total of
$23.56. Okay.
It will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Give me just a moment.
And is there any way you can check? Because I have another 6732 from this company, and I'll tell you the date. Because this is crazy. I'm disabled, and I live on a very fixed income. And I called Xfinity and reamed them a new one, thinking it was Xfinity cable when I have AT&T. And this is just unacceptable to me. Unacceptable.
And give me just a moment. And what day were you charged for the other charge of $67? Because
looking through my account. I'll let you know as soon as I find it. Because this is ludicrous.
Okay, so I do have your account refunded. The refund total is $23.56. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately. And I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm not ready because I'm looking for the other transactions. So just give me a minute.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. Okay, we're getting close. $61.46.
That isn't one of our charges.
That's not one of your charges?
No, ma'am. We would have charged you $67.32 each month until you call in to get it canceled out. I'm not sure about a $61 charge.
Okay. It has the same name. So I guess I'm going to have to figure that one out with my bank.
I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Almost there. Okay. Hold on, because I have to go into my notes. Okay, what's the cancellation number?
The number is 25996.
25996.
67.
67.
45. The number again is 25996-6745. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
I need the name of this. What is the name of this company? Is there a
IQ name? 200.
IQ 200.
That is okay. Correct.
Okay. Better business.
Thank you for.
Okay. No, I just want to report this because I have screenshots where I opted out of any subscriptions, and I just have to report this to the Better Business Bureau because I live on a fixed income, and this is not right.
Okay, is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, there's nothing else. Thank you. You have a
Thank
great day.
Thank you for
day.
Calling
Your
customer
mother,
support.
Happy Mother's
you have
day.